Namaskar, everybody. This is Dadaveda Pragyananda, and you're listening to DharmaCast, our podcast series of spiritual podcasts. So today I'm going to continue in a sequence or a series of podcasts that we're doing on Yama and Niyama, which are the ethical principles that are at the base of yoga. So Yama, just to recapitulate, is the five principles which help people to get in harmony with the environment around them. So today the subject is brahmacharya. So brahmacharya is actually one of the concepts of yoga which is really widely misunderstood. According to my teacher, it means to remain attached to Brahma is brahmacharya. Also, if we look in the etymology of the word, Brahma means the supreme entity, the cosmic entity, or you could say God. And charya means, actually it means to move, when you're moving. So this is really the key aspect of it. So normally, you know, people think of God in a church or in prayer or in meditation. So this is easy to do in a way, because you come for an assigned purpose and you're doing something in the right place, and it's easy to get into the concept of spirituality, of God, or something higher. But what about when you're moving around in the world? What are you going to do then? Because spirituality and yoga is really a 24-hour occupation. It's not something that you do in your place of worship or even in your meditation room in the morning, but when you're out moving and amongst all the objects of the world. So the brahmacharya sadhana, or the spiritual practice of brahmacharya, is really to, as we move around and we treat each object as an expression of God. That's the idea, to move around and then to interact with all objects as if they're an expression of God. So that's why, like in yoga, we give this greeting, namaskar. It means, I salute the divinity within you. So when we see a person, we say namaskar, or we bring our hands to our heads and to our heart. We give that mudra, that namaskar mudra, or some people say namaste. It's the same thing, but I salute God. A person has come, but it's not just a sack of skin and bones. It's God has come in the form of that person. And then what about the physical objects of the world? So according to the yoga teaching, the philosophy of yoga, every object is really just a manifestation of that supreme consciousness. The supreme consciousness has taken the form of every object. Or as the poets say, that God is playing hide and seek. He's hidden in every object of the universe. So when we pick up an object, we should think, oh, yes, this is Brahma. And then when we move it, our hand is moving it. Out the hand that's moving it is Brahma. And the place where we move it to is Brahma. So if we can keep this kind of thought in our mind as we go about the world, this is what brahmacharya is, to remain attached to Brahma in all of our activities, whether they be sitting or sleeping or moving. I'll say something about sleeping afterwards. But moving around, that's what mostly we're moving around. So we have to, while we're moving around, while we're active, we should keep an idea in our mind that the different objects, the different beings that we're interacting with, they are the expression of God. So this is really what brahmacharya is. It's closely associated with another concept in yoga, which we called madhu vidya. Madhu vidya means, madhu means honey or sweet, and vidya, knowledge. So what is the sweet knowledge, the honey knowledge? The sweet knowledge is that in all the mundane objects of the world, God is lying there. These objects are the expression of God. So this is a beautiful concept. So if someone can follow brahmacharya in their waking activities, then life becomes spiritualized. You can say it's like meditation in action. Some years back, one Tibetan yogi wrote a book called Meditation in Action, and that's what this is, meditation in action. So you have to keep that awareness that this world is an expression of God, you are an expression of God, the people that you meet are the expressions of God, and all your activities should be done with this kind of consciousness. Now, two things that are remaining. One is, I said, yeah, even when you're sleeping, you should do it. How are you going to do it when you're sleeping? When you're sleeping, if you can keep your mantra or your spiritual ideation going, even it will come even in your, if it's strong during the day, it will come even in the night, in the dreams. But you have to, you have to really practice for that. That will take some time. But at least in our waking activities, you know, when we're conscious, we can focus our mind on that supreme entity. So that's one thing. There's another thing that's still hanging in this conversation, is that the widely known concept of brahmacharya, if you look it up in Wikipedia or some yoga book, it's associated with celibacy. So that's why, you know, that's why we, in India, a monk is called the brahmachari or brahmacharini for a female. But so a brahmachari in India means somebody who's celibate, who doesn't have, you know, is not married and doesn't have any relations with the opposite sex. So this is the widely understood concept of brahmacharya. So what is this? Because, you know, only very few people can follow that, and only very few people dedicate their lives as monks or nuns. So does that mean that others cannot follow it? According to my teacher, he said that this concept of brahmacharya was introduced in the Middle Ages by monks who were trying to gain a one-upmanship over the normal people of the world. They were trying to show their superiority, and so they said, yeah, to be brahmacharya means to be celibate. So this is not, this can't be accepted. Some other people, we can also look at it in another way, which is not bad, is that brahmacharya means to be restrained in your conduct. And so that's not bad, but to just to say that brahmacharya means to become celibate, then very few people would ever be able to follow that. So really, the best way to understand brahmacharya is to understand it as to spiritualize your life, remain attached to God, see God everywhere, treat everyone as the expression of God. And this is a wonderful practice of yoga. So it's not, you don't have to get up on the yoga mat and move your hands and go into a pretzel position. That's not it. This is even more important than that pretzel position. That pretzel position has its role, no doubt, to help you with health and all the yoga postures. I'm saying they're very good. You know, you must do them, you should do them. But when you're out of the mat, and when you're out of the church, you're out of your temple, you're out of your place, you're out of the meditation mat, then you still have to be vigilant, and you still have to practice yoga, and you will practice brahmacharya. So in a nutshell, this is what brahmacharya is. So this is, it's a short, you know, so I don't know how long, okay, we've been going only 8 minutes or so in this, but that's all there is to say about it. So I hope that all of you, everyone listening, will think about this, read up on it more. You can, don't take my word for it, you can read about it and practice it. And if you practice it, it will enhance your overall practice of yoga and of meditation and your effort to become a better human being. So that's all for this episode of DharmaCast, and I hope that you will return again. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can look us up at dharmacast.com. And very soon that this series will be also broadcast on our radio station, which is rawaradio.com, R-A-W-A, radio, R-A-D-I-O.com, rawaradio.com. So this podcast series will also be broadcast on Rawa Radio, or you could look it up on our website, dharmacast.com, or even it's in iTunes and other subscription places. You can subscribe to the podcast. So thank you for listening, and I bid you namaskar. And I salute the divinity within you.